You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders pays homage to Rebecca Gregory, a victim of the Boston Marathon bombing, who proved she is not just Boston wicked strong, but she is American wicked strong.
One of my favorite workout t-shirts says, Boston Wicked Strong. I bought it in Copley Square on Boylston Street. It was a year after two pressure cooker bombs went off in 2013 near the finish line of the Boston Marathon, just up the street from the square. The slogan, Wicked is Bostonese for Very, became the city's rallying cry after that horrific event. It killed three people and injured more than 260 others. I remember watching on television, enveloped in a great sadness. I know and love this part of Boston intimately after a few dozen visits over the years. We return nearly every summer to escape the Texas heat and revisit our favorite haunts. Boston is our favorite city to visit. Rebecca Gregory was at the Boston Marathon that day with her then 5-year-old son. She was neither a runner nor a Bostonian. She'd flown up from Houston to watch a friend run the marathon. Gregory was 3 feet away from one of the bombs when it went off. Providentially, her body shielded her son from the blast because he was sitting on her feet, bored with all this marathon business. He was injured, but Gregory took the blast full force. Two brothers committed this act of terrorism, filling pressure cookers with nails, ball bearings, and other metal pieces. The older brother was run over and killed by his younger brother in the midst of a gunfight with police. The younger was apprehended, tried, convicted, and sentenced to death. Gregory was the final person to speak at Dzhokhar Tsarnaev's victim impact hearing. Here is what she said. We are Boston strong, we are America strong, and choosing to mess with us was a terrible idea. So how's that for your victim impact statement? Gregory, now 29, was a keynote speaker at the Stars Over Longview luncheon recently, honoring 12 women in the community who have made a difference. One of those honored is a colleague at the nonprofit where I spend my daytime hours. After all the women were honored, Gregory came on stage. She is tall, blonde, willowy, and funny, saying humor has helped her get through. I am not a victim, she said. I am a survivor. Gregory, despite more than 60 surgeries, eventually decided to have her left leg amputated below the knee. She has had surgery on her right leg as well. She told the doctors to, as she put it, chop it off because the surgeries were not working and it was time to get on with her life. She used a marker to write, it's not you, it's me, on the piece of her leg to be amputated, that hackneyed breakup line. Then she named her prosthetic leg Felicia and sent out birth announcements. Did I mention she has a sense of humor? Gregory wears Felicia when in public, but uses a wheelchair at home because it's easier to get around. Incredibly, in 2015, she ran the last 3 miles of the Boston Marathon, crossing the finish line just yards away from where the bomb exploded 2 years earlier. For someone who won't turn 30 until April, Gregory has seen more than her share of difficulties. Beside the many surgeries and more to come, she went through a divorce after the bombing, remarried, and had a child prematurely. The doctors wanted her to terminate the pregnancy, but she refused. Her daughter is now a healthy 8-month-old. Now, Gregory makes a living as a motivational speaker and has a book coming out in April, Taking My Life Back, My Story of Faith, Determination, and Surviving the Boston Marathon Bombing. That is what brought her to Longview that day in a standing ovation. Rebecca Gregory is Boston Wicked Strong.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.